Here's a question you're likely to hear this time of year. Do you have your New Year's resolution yet? Look, no pressure. It's winter, holidays are exhausting, and you have our permission to do nothing whenever that's possible.
Indeed, but if you want to set a goal for 2024, NPR's Life Kit has published a list of 50 ideas from past episodes. Kavitha George didn't really have a choice when it came to hers. As host of Alaska Morning News in Anchorage, she started her workday at 5 a.m., so she needed to become a morning person.
It's tough to wake up in the dark and head to work in the cold, knowing that daytime is still several hours away.
This is kind of the worst part of my day. I'm worried that no matter how long I do this, it's always going to feel a little jarring when I wake up this early. Anyways, time to get going.
I've pared my morning routine down to the bare bones to conserve every ounce of sleep I have. I brush my teeth and put on several warm layers. I eat a single pancake, I keep a batch ready to go in my freezer at all times, and then I'm out the door. I try to sing something punchy in the car to wake up my vocal cords. Occasionally, I met with some of Alaska's urban wildlife on the drive. A moose ran alongside my car as I pulled into the station last week. And by the time I get to the studio, I'm usually feeling awake.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Kavitha George.
Another popular resolution is to cut back on alcohol. Here's NPR's Allison Aubrey with some tips.
Aaron White of the National Institutes of Health says it may be tough to follow through if you haven't thought about what you're going to replace your alcohol habit with. Say you're in the habit of having a glass of wine every night at 6 o'clock.
Instead, at exactly 6, do some yoga, go for a walk, watch something funny. Replace the behavior with something that is healthier and more sustainable.
A dry month may lead you to rearrange your social calendar or to pick people to hang out with who will be supportive. Elizabeth Greener says that's what she did.
I made it a point to find social events that had other options so that, you know, we weren't going exclusively to, you know, places that were alcohol only. It would be a place that had food, or kind of changing the setting a little bit so I didn't really feel like the odd man out if I wasn't, you know, taking shots with people.
Feeling inspired? Life Kit's got 50 ways to improve your life in the show's resolution planner. Just visit npr.org/lifekit.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, using research and evidence to develop solutions that help families and communities create a brighter future for young people. More information is available at aecf.org. From the Langloth Foundation, supporting justice, equity, and opportunity for all people to foster and sustain safe and healthy communities. Learn more at langloth.org. From Carnegie Corporation of New York, supporting innovations in education, democratic engagement, and the advancement of international peace and security. More information is available online at carnegie.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, at MacFound.org.